This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Australia is increasingly becoming a nation of coffee drinkers. As the nation, Aussies spend $773 million on coffee just for use at home, and that's expected to reach $800 million by 2013. Now, that's without even including cafes, which sell about $3 billion worth of coffee a year. But is all this caffeine we're consuming good or bad for our health? Every second day there seems to be a conflicting story about the health benefits or risks of drinking coffee. Catherine Itsiopoulos is an accredited practicing dietitian. She's going to talk us through the pros and cons of drinking coffee. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Katrina.
Well, of course, we all know that tea and coffee contain caffeine, but what other products are adding to our caffeine intake?
Oh, the other main products are chocolate and cola containing drinks and energy drinks as well, the recent energy drinks.
And what about green tea? Everyone sings the benefits of that. Does that have caffeine?
Yeah, it does. It's only herbal tea that doesn't have significant amounts of, or doesn't have caffeine.
Okay.
So all green teas, and our normal black tea that we drink has caffeine.
And what are the short-term effects of caffeine on the body?
The short-term effects are increased alertness and, in some people, irritability and restlessness. In terms of the body, it has a mild diuretic effect, so you may sort of go to the toilet a bit more often. And there are also, I guess, other identified effects in that the pleasurable effects, which are linked to the aroma, you know, that stress relief and just a feeling of wellness.
Okay.
So there are some positive short-term effects.
And that's sort of on mood, I guess, how you just feel
that's
a bit
right.
better.
Yeah, feel a bit better, more alert. And certainly there are effects in sport, in improved performance in sport, because it's a stimulant, so it affects your nervous system and it makes you more alert and possibly perform better in sport.
Okay. Do we know much about the long-term effects of caffeine? Is there any sort of long-term health risks or benefits?
There are, and I guess with caffeine in itself is a stimulant and it's a dose effect, so in small doses it can help us be alert, help us stay awake, but in higher doses we could be restless, we could have insomnia, and so it could cause some problems like that. But in terms of studies on coffee drinking and effect on health, there are mixed responses, and there are studies, experiments that have been done that show there are chemicals in coffee that increase your blood pressure or increase your cholesterol level. But studies on populations, on groups of people in free living, don't show that. They show that coffee drinking can be related to reduction of type 2 diabetes, and that there is no real strong link with heart disease. And there's possibly benefits with cancer. And we think that is because coffee has a number of antioxidants, which could be beneficial. So there's lots of, up to 900 compounds in coffee. Now, some of them positive and some of them not so positive.
Does it affect the way that you absorb other nutrients? I've heard that it lowers your absorption of calcium. Is that true?
It does. Caffeine does. And this is why we do recommend, dietitians recommend that you consume calcium foods. So when you're having your cereal with your milk, don't have tea or coffee straight away. Wait a bit of time so that gives your body a chance to fully digest and absorb the calcium from the milk that you're consuming.
Because I'm guessing most people have their tea or coffee with their breakfast in the morning.
They do, and it's important to monitor the amount as well. So coffee may be healthy, but it may cause these inhibitory effects in terms of your uptake of calcium. When you have strong coffee and you have it immediately with a calcium-containing food. So
you wouldn't get the benefit of the milk in the coffee then?
Well, this is why it's better to have your dairy sources or your best sources of calcium away from the coffee. Don't say, "Oh, I have a latte, therefore I'm meeting my calcium requirements." Have your yogurt and have milk on your cereal, low-fat cheese in your sandwich, and a small amount of milk in your coffee is an extra. It's not really your main source of calcium because it's not going to be fully absorbed into the body.
I'm feeling really good about now because I always have my breakfast at home, but I have my first cup of tea at work at about 10:30. So
that's good. Give yourself a break of half an hour or so. That's good.
It's working for me. And so what guidelines can you give us about, you know, how much caffeine we should or shouldn't consume? How much is too much?
Generally, a cup of coffee will vary depending on how strong it is. Equally, tea, very strong tea, can have as much caffeine as a regular cup of coffee. Mm. So a cup of coffee can have up to about 100 milligrams of caffeine. Having 200 milligrams of caffeine for almost everybody is perfectly okay.
Okay, so that's but two cups of coffee then.
That's about two cups of coffee, mm. Yeah. And when we start to think about pregnancy, then you might want to stop at about two cups of coffee. But for the rest of us, there are certainly warning signs after about 600 milligrams of caffeine, which is now getting up to about six cups of coffee.
Okay.
And that's when we start to see too much stimulation of the nervous system, anxiety, stress, and some the negative effects.
So it sounds like then if you're just having a couple of cups, even in pregnancy, it's probably okay just to have sort of one or two cups. But once you start sort of getting to the point where you're having it all the time, that might be having a few negative effects.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you so much for giving us a few guidelines. I have to ask you before you go, do you drink coffee yourself, Catherine?
I do, yes. I do drink strong coffee, but I find after two double shot lattes, I've had enough.
And doesn't affect your sleep?
No, it doesn't affect my sleep. It affects my jitteriness, really. Yeah, yeah. I just feel like I get too overworked, if you like.
Yes.
But the first double shot latte in the morning helps me think.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Catherine. It's been lovely to talk to you.
You're welcome.
That's Catherine Itsiopoulos. She's an accredited practicing dietitian, and we have been talking about caffeine this morning.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.